Okay. Thank our sponsors. This month of learning is sponsored by 5 Minutes of Torah. You can go to 5minutesoftorah.com to learn more or join their group. It's actually a nice, very nice thing. Balabatim, who, and if anyone's ever interested in participating, actually tell me. Balabatim, who are at work in the middle of the workday, they zoom in for 5 to 10 minutes, and on Zoom they get together and someone different, they have a different rav or speaker every single day who gives a short Dvar Torah for them on anything. Halacha, Parsha, Yom Tov coming up, anything like that. They do every day of the week. It's a very nice thing. So they that organization sponsored learning. If anyone's ever interested in speaking, it's everything takes preparation, but it's a quick slot. It's usually, I would assume, around like 10 a.m. Our time, 1 p.m. their time on Zoom. This week's learning is sponsored by Chaim and Dina Katz in honor of Rabbi Per and all of the amazing rabbis at the YU Kollel. With that, we thank our sponsors, and we'll get into the chabur. So I want to do it a little differently today. Usually we do chabur on the sugyas, but I thought maybe we'd do a Q&A. So I'll pick someone random. Donny, what's one question that's been bothering you, definitely since you got here, potentially even since you were born? One question's been in your mind, always. Everyone has the same question, I think. What about the Rav? And I'd like to start by answering that question. Okay? So, in order to answer that question, which is a very good question, Donnie, I think it's bothering a lot of us. In order to answer that question, I think we'll start with the Rambam. That's just as an introductory type of piece. We'll get into the Ramban. We'll just try to get a hekif on the sugya in terms of the Sefer HaMitzvos. Then we'll try to learn at least the ikarm of the Rav. There's a lot to unfold in the sugya, so it's hard to get to everything. And even just in terms of touching on what it's a long piece, obviously, but also he has so many points and so many osafos, is that there's so much to do. But at least to talk about the ikar points and try to cover the mahalach, maybe a ha'ara or two, and then we'll be able to go right there in the sugyas. Everyone, I think, already has gotten ahead in terms of the gemaras, but we'll get into Yibur HaShana, etc. Fine. So the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos here, Mitzvos Essay Kufn and Gimel, says as follows. V'amitzvah Kufn and Gimel, he, Shetzivani Yizbarech, L'kadesh HaChadashim, L'chashiv Chadashim V'shanim. We already commented on this, right? That all of that is included in one mitzvah, not like the V'hag. V'zohi mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, and that mitzvah is defined as Kiddush HaChodesh. V'u Amaris, because what we said, that really the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh is really being Koveh Demo'adim. V'hu Amaris Ale, HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chadashim. That's the mitzvah. Uba ha-perish, edus zo, te-mesur lachem. The Gemara Shandarshan is that, what does it mean, lachem? It means, edus zo, te-lachem, mesur lachem, meaning you guys have to determine it. Kolomar, she-mitzvah zo, eina mesur lachol ish v'ish, kemo Shabbos bereshis. We'll stop for a second. What the Rambam is pointing out is that, ba ha-perish, edus zo, te-mesur lachem, he's already getting to his major point here, which is that lachem means to the Beis Din. To the Beis Din. Okay, the Ramban's going to bring this up. Why didn't say lacha? Why didn't say lachem? Fine, but that's what the Rambam's trying to get at, because he says, kolomar, what this means, shemitzvah zo ina mesur lakol ish v'ish. It's not like every single person has this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kimo Shabbos bereshis, shechol ish yimne shisha yamim v'yishbos, bashvi'i. It's not similar to what we have by bereshis, which is that each person is mona shisha yamim. Each person counts 6 days and then rests on the seventh. In the same way here, ad kishatir lechol ish or teira, sorry, lechol ish v'ish halavana she yikva hayom ahu rosh chodesh o yimna minin tori v'yikba rosh chodesh o yain incha ab v'zlasim mashir roy l'stakab of yosef chodesh is not mesur lechol adam, that each person say, oh, I've counted the amount of days, oh, I've noticed the moon, oh, I've seen that the tkufa isn't correct and needs to be adjusted. It's not on each person. Abel misvzo lo yasa osa leolam zulas deistin hagadol levad. And Be'eretz Yisrael Levad. So we'll pause here for a second. The Rambam is a very interesting mashal, no? That he says, don't think that this is a mitzvah that's mesur l'chol ish v'ish, kemo Shabbos. How? Shabbos bereishis, how is it mesur l'chol ish v'ish? Shekol ish yimna shishiyam yishbos v'shvi. So Rambam has the same, you saw this probably, the Rambam has the same exact mashal in Kiddush HaChodesh. In Kiddush HaChodesh Aleph, I mean, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, sorry. Aleph, hey. Ein riyas ha'ereach mesura l'chol adam k'mo Shabbos bereishis shekol echad mona shisha v'shovis bashvi. No, it'll be based in Hadav and Maser. He doesn't put it in there. It's all apart, but that's okay, because he's going to talk about that at a different point in Hilchos Kodesh Chodesh. So in both cases, he has this mashal, this dimyon to Shabbos Bereishis. So that's a funny dimyon on two levels. The first level is not as a joke, what the nimshal is, meaning not just what's the comparison, but also what is the mashal. We do not count 6 days of Chol and then be Shovis on the seventh day. That's not how Shabbos works. When does it work like that? When does it work like that by Shabbos? You're saying Sheva Shabbos is Tumos Sana here. When you're lost in the desert, when you're Tov a desert, you're in the Midbar, you're Mahalach by Midbar, I think the Sugya says, right? You're Mahalach by Midbar in the Gemara on Shabbos. The Rambam quotes this in Perek Beis, Melech Shabbos, Lach Chaf Beis. You're being Mahalach by Midbar, you lost track of the days, so what do? You stop right there and you say, okay, I'll start counting today as number one. You go to seven, you rest on the seventh. So there also, the Rambam says, you're Memayi Parnassa the whole time. That's what the Gemara has a din about. But okay, there you count and you keep. But there's no din of being Mona Yamim on a regular Shabbos Bereishis. What's the Rambam even talking about? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Shekel HaKodesh. So he says, this is interesting. He's not working so hard in terms of Rambams, just in terms of understanding very basically. He says, you have to understand the Rambam is actually referring to that din of Mahalach B'Midbar. Meaning, this din of Kfiyas Chadashim, you, I guess, would have had a half minute to compare it to a Mahalach Bamidbar who's lost and he has to count in order to make it work. And it's not like that, because it is Zot Tehemusaris Mesura Lachem to the Beis Nagava. It's Dachuk. The Ram is specifically referring to the Mahalach Bamidbar. It is the Lashonos. Like, it is, does match up, but strange comparison. It's the other thing that popped into our minds when we were learning this Rambam the first time is, I don't know, is the Rambam, is this like a remez, the Rambam is al derech, the Ramban, on Zachos Yom Shabbos Akadsho, that there's, the Ramban doesn't have a mitzvah to be mona, but it's almost like being mona, right? Yom Yom Rishon, Yom Yom Sheni, Yom Yom Shlishi. So there's a mitzvah to be keeping track of the days leading up to Shabbos. Is this Rambam like a remez to that? I don't know, also dachuk a little bit. So the pashtus, I thought the pashtus is, the whole kavan here is lav dafka. He doesn't mean it would be kimo Shabbos Bereishis and that there's such a din by Shabbos Bereishis. He means that the difference between Shabbos Bereishis and what we're about to talk about is that Shabbos Bereishis is kedusha v'kaimeh. It's kitsha v'kaimeh. Meaning Shabbos Bereishis doesn't need any kvius or any kiddush on our part to make it exist. If you start counting from Sunday, you will always end up at Shabbos on the seventh day. That's all the Rambam means. He doesn't mean to compare. Either Lashonos match up very nicely, that you're Mona, Shisha, you rest on the seventh. So yeah, the Rambam used a normal Lashon to say it, but he's not trying to reference very straightly to the Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, to the idea of Mahalach B'Midbar. That's a far-off mashal. He just means that it's not, we would have thought that Kiddush HaChodesh works the same way, that there is no Kiddush, it's just Kiddush of a Kaimei. As long as you get the right amount of days, it'll end up being Rosh Chodesh. It'll end up being the Moadim. Kamash Mila, no, HaKodesh is Elachem. Just a diakal, not like a diakal. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, like I mentioned before, when he says this din of Mahalach B'Midbar, so maybe I'll read in Hilchos Shabbos and you guys read along in Sefer Mitzvos or in Kiddush HaKodesh, wherever you are. HaMahalach B'Midbar, V'lo Yada Masai Hu Yom HaShabbos, Mona miyom sheta'a shisha umekadesh shvi. So what's different? So here he says the way you would expect it in Hilchos Shabbos. If you're stuck, you don't know what day Shabbos is. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on 7, you do what? He says you're mekadesh shvi. In the Sefer Mitzvot, doesn't say that, right? In the Sefer Mitzvot, he says, and in Kiddush HaChodesh, in both places, he says, you're mona shisha, yimna shisha, v'yishbos b'shvi. Because that's the Rambam's not trying to emphasize that you're going to make Shabbos now. That's not the point. The point is that when you get to the seventh day, you have to avoid Melacha. Yishbos Bashi. That's the day of rest. Not and be Mekadesh Shabbos. I'm not telling you Hilchos Shabbos right now. I'm telling you that the way Shabbos works is that by the time you get to Shabbos, it's the time to refrain from Melacha. Not and now be Mekadesh the Dine Shabbos. No. I'm just saying that if you count 7 days in the week, you're going to end up on a Shabbos when it's the day of Shabbos. That's all the Rambam is trying to get across here. L'chora, it's an interesting comparison, but it's a lav dafka comparison. What's so fascinating if you go this route, and again, not like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you probably wouldn't end up this way, and not like we said in the Ramban, but if you do go this route, it seems that the Havamina, the Rambam is saying a Havamina Maskana. The Havamina is something that it would have been similar to Shabbos. The Maskana is a Chodesh Elochem. So what's the Havamina? It sounds like the Havamina would be that there's no mitzvah to be Mekadesh. Meaning the Havamina is that you would just end up on Rosh Chodesh. You just end up on the Ma'adim, but there would be no mitzvah to set those, to be Koveh or to be Mekadesh, the Rosh Chodesh or the Ma'adim. It's not so gluttonous lashon because he says, the way he says it is, mitzvah zo, ain't a masur l'chol ish v'ish. It still would have been a mitzvah, just not, it would have been masur l'chol ish v'ish. So, you know, or sheyikva hayom, hahu rosh chodesh, there's still an idea of kvias. There's still an inya kvias. So that's something to work on, whether the Rambam thought the Havamina was there was no mitzvah and everyone would just wait until it was rosh chodesh and then punk, there would be rosh chodesh poof out of magically. Or did the Rambam at this stage also think, obviously there was a mitzvah to be mekadesh, to be kobeya the chadashim? I don't know. It's just a Havamina. You know? We have maskana that you have mitzvah, so it's not so important, but it's interesting. Yeah, the other thing to think about, we're going to get back to this, but we're not there, is when you make this dimyan to Shabbos, so what the Rambam also opens up is that the kasal gadaitach, the Havamina, is apparently that it would be mesura lechol ish v'ish. Okay, let's assume there's a mitzvah. Let's assume there's a din that you had to be koveya, mikadesh. Even if there isn't, doesn't matter. Let's assume there was. So what would that have looked like? That would have looked like every man for himself, literally, right? Meaning we all would have walked outside around the time of Rosh Chodesh. We would have looked for a moon. If we found it, we would make Rosh Chodesh. If our neighbor didn't find it, he wouldn't make Rosh Chodesh. I mean, it would be a very interesting setup where each person is sort of on their own in terms of determining when Rosh Chodesh is, when the Mo'adim are going to be.
And that's the muscle is the Kol Yish V'Ish would only look like that context by Shabbos, or someone forgot. And Akhnami, it is for days and establish for everybody, but by Shabbos, even if someone forgets what is actually the days of the week, he can make his own, and it's Mamish, his Shabbos, he has his own counting. By us, you don't
that's very interesting.
Make your own counting.
Meaning the Rambam meant Dafka, that's like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, meaning that it really was a comparison to the Mehalach Mimbar.
Yeah.
It's interesting, okay, that's very interesting, I like that. It is then Halodaber who the Rambam didn't say Kimo Hamahalch B'Midbar Le'inyan Shabbos Bereishis, but meaning the Rambam saying Kimo Shabbos Bereishis that there's such a tzir in which you end up with everyone keeping different days of Shabbos. Very interesting. I hear. Very interesting. But yeah. So either way, that regardless of what you just said, which is a good hara. Either way, such an interesting phenomenon that we could have. Again, it's a havmina. It's not lamaskana, but. A Havmi without a pasuk is that everyone would just make Rosh Chodesh on their own. Everyone would just make Yom Tovim whenever they come out. That would be the setup. Without Exeris Kaz to tell you that there's a mitzvah that's on based in. So you have the Rav quotes. You have Tosin Rashan on Chaf Aleph, who says you could have a situation like that where in Babel they're keeping Yom Kippur one day and Eretz Yisrael they're keeping another day. Not everyone agrees to that. I don't think the Rambam agrees to what Tosin. I think the Rav says later that the Rambam doesn't agree to what Tosin says. But you could have a tzir like that where people are keeping different days, but the Havamina is very, very difficult to understand. Reb Chaim Kanievsky also had the same hara. What's the Havamina? Without the mitzvah, you would have had everyone keeping different... What's... Strange. Yeah. The Rambam continues, Lachin B'tei Lahariya Etzleinu Hayom Beheder based in Hagad. Look, Moshe Betila Hakarvas Kabanos. Also interesting. Beheder Mikdash. Uveze Yitu Haminin Hanekroin Bekanim Bemizrach Karoin. Uzeu Shoresh Gamkein Shelo Yodu Bo Gamkein Zulasein Mechal Arabanin. Vehochli Man Baafil Chasechus. Just to explain what this means over here. So there are two. The Rambam is referring to two mistakes. Correct. He's saying first of all there are Karoyim who make one sort of mistake. Karoyim assume that there's no such thing as Cheshbon at all. Karayim assume that it's always Kazer Ra'eva. I mean, they don't have the story, but they assume always that it's based on Re'iyah, Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. They don't have a concept of Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon at all. So that's one type of mistake, the Karayim. Then there's another Shoresh that's being mistaken by Zulaseinu Meharabanim, meaning people who wear fraks. They wear fraks, but they still make this mistake. He doesn't call them out by name, but this is Reb Sajigon, and Rabbeinu Bechaya quotes this from Rabbeinu Chananel as well. But they make the mistake that they think that you're always Mekadesh al pi hacheshbon. So you have Karayim on one hand who think that you're always Mekadesh al pi re'iyah. You have Reb Sajigo and you have Rabbi Chananel who think that you're always Mekadesh al pi cheshbon. What did I say first? Whatever. Re'iyah and cheshbon, they're both separate. So those are two separate mistakes that the Rambam is pointing out, that the Rambam is calling out over here. Why doesn't call them out by name? He's not usually so scared to do that. I don't know why he doesn't, but could have been it was famous. When I one occasion when Ortorsky was learning this this Rambam, he noted that the Rambam might be showing us a sense of humor over here also. When the Rambam says, Zeu shorish gam kein shelo yodu gam kein zelo seinu, this shorish, even the Rabbanim, Rabbi Nachman, or Rabbi Sadigon, don't follow the shorish, aren't having the proper hashkaf about this this mitzvah, Nachal Rabbanim, v'hochen imahem ba'afela chashecha. So he says, they're walking in afela chashecha. Why does the Rambam choose that this, v'afela chashecha? So he said, maybe the Rambam is, he's making a leitzanus here, that these Rabbanim, Rabbi Nachman, or Rabbi Sadigon, they don't have kiddush al pi ri'iyah. They only have kiddush al pi cheshbon. So if you're never looking at the moon, it's always going to be dark. You're always going to be walking in the darkness. So the Rambam is poking fun and saying they too are walking by afela chashecha. Maybe. V'da she'cheshbon hazeh she'nimna oso hayom v'neda bo rosh chadashim v'moadim yesh la'asos v'el be'eretz Yisrael v'ad. You can only do Eretz Yisrael el be'es ha'tzorach v'hedar cham me'eretz Yisrael az efshar le'beis din ha'samach be'eretz Yisrael she'yav v'eshon yikva chadashim v'chutz la'aretz k'mo she'as Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva did that in Brachas Samach Gimel. Yivam eskut chafez. Uvzeko she'gadol chazak v'yadu atamim m'she'beis din ha'gadol amnu hayi be'eretz Yisrael v'heim yikva chadashim v'yav v'eshonim b'f Panim hamikubal metzlam uvekibutzam gam kain uvekan shorish gadol maod mishar sheemuna lo yereu v'lo yizbonim b'mkomo el mishadaito amuka. So the Rambam here shtels his shita that kiddush is al pi re'iyah. But kiddush is a mitzvah based in hagadol to do al pi re'iyah in Eretz Yisrael. Those are two factors that are necessary. You could have sometimes a mitzias, we'll explain it hopefully soon, where a gadol will be Yisrael, like Rabbi Kiva could go to chutz la'aretz, but only if it's lo hiniach kamoso ba'aretz, that he could be mekadesh, he could be ma'aber, the shanim in chutz la'aretz. And then he spells out how we're never going to lose Eretz, well, we're never going to lose some, we're going to have some form of community in Eretz Yisrael always, because otherwise we'd lose the mitzvah. It always needs Eretz Yisrael, it always needs a beis din. I don't have anything to say about this, but I don't know, the Rambam emphasizes here so many times, Shorish Gadol Ma'od Mishar Shei Amuna, but the Chaim Hillel had a different lashon, but it was Yisod Amuna, it was like the same Ikari Amuna, it's the same idea. What's so fundamental about this mitzvah in terms of Amuna? I don't know. Meaning, I see the Karayim are denying a Torah Shal Peh, and the other Rabbanim are, I don't know, denying a Torah Shal Peh. I don't know what he thinks, what he's accusing them of, but they're definitely missing some part of the mitzvah according to him. He has this lashon in the Perish Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah also, where he goes at length to say that they're missing such an ikar ha'amuna, this is such a yesod in amuna. I don't know, so the Rambam saw this as so pivotal in terms of not only halacha, but in terms of amuna, ikari amuna. What drives him to think of that way? Again, there are other... The Rambam always combats the Karayim, and that's always important to him, but there are other mitzvahs in which the Karayim will deny major parts of the mitzvah. I'm not sure, does he write in, when he talks about Chag HaShavuos, does he write that it's an Ikar Gadol to remember that Shavuos is really counted from the second day of Yontif, second night of Yontif, not from a Shabbos Mamish, Mimachas HaShabbos? Does he write to me, this mitzvah is therefore a Shorish Gadol B'Amunah? I don't know, so what is the Shorish Hamunah that Rambam is like referring to here? Not sure. Okay, so the Rambam has his shita about Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibar HaShanah, and Cheshbon all being one, and he has his shita that he says for us at length here, that it's totally based on HaGadol, and that it's existent only through Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban has a bunch of kashas. The Ramban is very disturbed. Again, we already mentioned he quotes the Bahag, who argues about how many mitzvahs. We're not really talking about that now. But he's just very disturbed by the whole halacha that the Rambam brings. He doesn't think the Shita is correct at all. The major kasha that he brings originally, the first major kasha that he brings, v'hine davar barav yadu, I don't know where we are on the Frankel if you want to follow along, but v'hine davar barav yadu, who should base na gadol batal me'eretz Yisrael. It's well known that we don't have a base in Eretz Yisrael. But I feel like kodem acharban. Already 40 years, the Gemara Avodah Zarah Chesam Beis says, already 40 years, ad shelo charav habayis, galsa sanhedri gadola v'yashva labachanas. The Gemara says, "My hilchos alomar shelo dana din nefashos." I mean, they weren't functioning as a beis din at that point anymore. The beis din gadol, the Sanhedrin, was batal kvar 40 years before the Churban, and for sure afterwards it was batal. So what? So the Rambam doesn't think that we had a kiddush hachodesh from 40 years before the Churban until ever kiddush hachodesh al pi re'iyah. So that's not true because it can't be true, but also because the Rambam says it's not true. Rambam says in kiddush hachodesh hey gimel that they were mekadesh al pi re'iyah all the way until the times of Abaye and Rava. Some of the latest Amoraim. And the Oros Mech has Rayos in different places in Shas Gemara and Tainas Gemara and Sanhedrin, where you see they were Mekadesh all the way up to Abaye and Rava. So they obviously had Kiddush al Piriyah, but according to Ram, how? There was no base in Agadol. Right? That's the Ramban's one of the Ramban's major kashas. So the Megillus Esther on the page says, no, if you read the Gemara of Zara, it only says one thing. It says that the based in Hagadol was batel already 40 years kodem achlorban, leaning what? So the Gemara says, L'may hilch zalomar shalodana dini nefashos. The Megillus Esther suggests maybe it's only leaning dini nefashos. Maybe dini nefashos were batel. Sanhedrin couldn't judge dini nefashos anymore, but all other dinim the Sanhedrin could judge. Even though they weren't in Makoman, even though they weren't, even though it was Ord and his gals, so they were sitting in the marketplace. So maybe it's only dinim nefashos, and then Kiddush HaChodesh, Shar dinim, they were still Paul. They were still doing those things even after the Chorban. But the Achronim say it's not good. The Achronim point out as a Torah's Kohanim, where the Torah's Kohanim makes clear that the din of Zakin Mamre was also in his battle from that time, from the time of the before the Chorban. So meaning once the Sanhedrin was disbanded and moved from its place, there was no din of Nefashos, and the Gemara is Lav Dafka. It means all the din of Sanhedrin are Gadol were in his battle. So that answer doesn't really hold up according to other places in Chazal. Yes, so the Ramban has this kasha. What's the pshat that the Ram says that you need a base in a gadol? You clearly don't need a base in a gadol. You clearly don't need a base in a gadol. After the base in a gadol was gone, we still had Kiddush al Piriyah. Yeah. Another kasha the Ramban has. We'll come back to that one. Another kasha the Ramban has. So the Ramban says, the Rambam tells us, he quotes it for us, the Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Hei, the very beginning, the end of Halacha Aleph and the beginning of Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Aval b'zman she'ein sham Sanhedrin, if you don't have Sanhedrin Be'eretz Yisrael, in kom chadash me'ein ma'am shanim ela b'cheshbon zeh, shanim chash b'ayom. We use the cheshbon to be mekadesh, to be kobeya, the chadashim. Says the Rambam, how do we know that? Where does that come from? I thought the mitzvah was to do al pi re'iyah with a base in Agadol. So how are you doing it al pi cheshbon? Says the Rambam, in Halacha Beis, v'davar zeh halach l'mosh mi'sinai hu. It's halach l'mosh mi'sinai. Shebizman sheish Sanhedrin koven al re'iyah, bizman she'ein sham Sanhedrin koven al cheshbon zeh, shanim chashim bo'ayom, ve'ein is kakim l're'iyah. Changed. So the Ramban's main kasha on this answer of the Rambam is, read the words, niskasha lo od ha'inyin, v'sam hadavar mesores, v'kabala v'halach l'mosh mi'sinai, masha lo nemar b'talmud v'lohuzgar b'shem makom. He doesn't say it about this, but he says, personally, I don't know Shas. Right earlier in the same piece, I think he says, personally, I'm a sick, what do you say? I'm a sick choli. I don't know Shas. The Rambam was very healthy. He knew Shas. So where did he find this in all of Shas? This isn't there. It's not, there's no Gemara that says we have Halach L'Moshe Misinai on Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon once there's no Sanhedrin. So that's the Ramban's Kasha. That's L'Chora, very good Kasha. The Rambam can't make up Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So some of the Achronim point to a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah where you have, I think, Rabban Gamliel, but I forget. Who says, he says some din of Kiddush HaChodesh, he says, Mesoras mi base avi, or something, Mesoras base of, that we do the Kiddush HaChodesh this way. So the Beskurav and the Chaznish, they debate the details, but they say that perhaps you see a source for Lalach HaMoshe Misinai there. But I heard from Rav Twersky, not when we learned the Sugya, actually, in a totally different context, you'll see soon what context. So I heard from Rav Twersky a different Mahalach in the Rambam. The Rambam's job in compiling and explaining the Halachas to us was he was discovering all the dinim, and then he was trying to either telegraph or tell us the sources for them. Even if he didn't do a good job of telling us where the sources are, he was basing himself in Chazal, and he was basing himself in the earlier sources. So he had to find a makar for everything. In most cases, he had a pasuk, he had a drasha, he had a svara, he had a limud, or halacha mish misina that's brought in Shas. He had a way of backing up, you know, what the halacha that he quoted. But once in a while, the Rambam, and yet you can't say this about everyone, but the Rambam, with the head that he had and with the heart that he had, so he knew of a halacha. It was barur keshemesh to him that the halacha was such and such. Elamai, you look Shaz Bavli and Yerushalmi over, up and down, you look at all the mechiltas, you look at all the sifris and sifras, you can't find that the din mentioned anywhere. So if it's me and you, so we have to, you know, maybe wonder if it's not really the din. But when the Rambam knew Bivados, that a din was true, and he couldn't find a source for it, so it was intuitive to him that it was a Masora. It was intuitive to him that it was a Halach L'Moshe Misinai. A Mashal, like a Mashal Mamish, a Mashal B'mitzas, what Tos say in a lot of places, oh, the din is like this, but I can't find the Drasha. V'shem Hashum Drasha Isa. There must be some drasha somewhere about this, right? Tosfos sometimes say that. It's not the same idea, but it's the same yisod that's driving them. They know this to be true. Now, you go find it. They know this yisod. It's the backwards of the Reb Chaim story, when he got asked the kasha from Tosfos Me'ilah, and he said, there's no such Tosfos Me'ilah. And the guy walked away, and he said, it's not that I know every Tosfos Me'ilah. It's just that Tosfos couldn't have said that. Tosfos couldn't have said that in Me'ilah. So it's the parallel opposite of that story, meaning sometimes you know what is true, you know what they did say, you're not sure where it was said, you're not sure where it was, but you know it's true. So the Rambam is able to pin that on a halacha l'moshe Sinai. There must be a tradition that got to me, a halacha l'moshe Sinai. The pshat's not that the Rambam had some other gears in a Gemara the Ramban didn't have, he had some other chazal that the Ramban didn't have. The pshat is that he knew it was a masoras based on his intuition. And I'll give you two examples where this is true in chazal. So it's a raya that the Rambam is allowed to do such a thing and does such a thing. Two rayas from Chazal, one from Rav Tursky and one is my own. So Rav Tursky, this is the context he said in originally, when we were learning Bava Kama, Yud Zayin and Beis, the machlokes between Sumchus and Rabbanan about Chatzin Nezek Tzros. So we know the din is Chatzin Nezek Tzros. So Amar Rava and Yud Zayin and Beis and Bava Kama, Bishlam HaSumchus Kasava Kocho Kegufo Dami. Kocho Kegufo Dami, fine, it hits, it's a full Nezek. El Rabbanan, Ikegufo Dami, if kicking the rack up, you know, whatever, yeah, kicking the rack up, Chatzin Nezek Tzros, if it's Kegufo Dami, it's as if you kicked. So then, kulei nezek bayil l'shalem. You should have to pay fully, right? I mean, it's nezek mamish. V'ilav keguf dami, but if it's not, it's indirect, and therefore it's not kegufo, then chatzi nezek nami lo l'shalem. How do you have it both ways? How do you have that it's chatzi nezek? It should be either no nezek or full nezek. So he's stuck. He doesn't have a svara. So hadar amar Rava. Rava then, after struggling with that question, says, le'olam kegufo dami. Itaka is kegufo dami. What do you mean? Why is it chatzi nezek, not nezek shalem? V'chatzin nezek tzoros hilchos ha-gemirila. So Rava says, yeah, chatzin nezek tzoros, it's a hilchos ha-gemirila. So what does hilchos ha-gemirila mean? So that the Nitziv points out in his Akdama to Hamek Sheila, that's a debate in the Rishonim. Rav Shechter always quotes this. That's a debate in the Rishonim. Rashi in most places, not all, Rashi and Tosfos, but in most places, they tell us that when the Gemara says hilchos ha-gemirila, or gemirila alone, just gemirila, it means halacha l'moshe Sinai. Very, very often. Rashi here too, on Daf Gimel or Daf Beis or whatever, Rashi says earlier in Maseches Bava Kama that this too is a case of halacha l'moshe Sinai. A Gimel Man Aleph, Rashi says then, a Bava Kama. So, hilchos ha-gemirila means halacha l'moshe Sinai. Tosfos say that also across Shas. The Rambam very often, when the Gemara says hilchos ha-gemirila, interprets that not as hilchos ha-gemirila, as halacha l'moshe Sinai, but rather like Kabbalah bi'adenu. Or Kabbalah Shamanu, or something like that, where he clearly doesn't mean Halacha Shem Yisinai. So then Tziv says to Machlok Rishonim when the Gemara says Hilchus HaGemirula. But according to Rashi, and according to other Rishonim here, when the Gemara says Hilchus HaGemirula, it means there's a Halacha L'moshe Yisinai that Chatzin Nezek Tzoros. So what happened in this Gemara, L'chora? Rav was struggling. He knew a din, but he couldn't figure out the Svara. If it's Kol Kegufo Adami, it should be full Nezek. If it's not Kegufo Adami, it should be no Nezek. So how do we know it's half? Must be Hadar Amar Rava. It must be that it's Chatzin Nezek Tzoros is because it's Halacha L'moshe Sinai. There's a Masara Sibi Adenu. What do you mean? Did you have Masara or you didn't have Masara? If Rava knew that it was a Halacha L'moshe Sinai, why was he struggling to find a Svara until now? Do you ever see a Gemara where should Tefillin be red or should Tefillin be black? I'm not sure, but they're all black. It must be Halacha L'moshe Sinai. You don't struggle. We know there's Halacha L'moshe Sinai. So what's he struggling with? Elamai, there is a Derech in Chazal already, Rava, that if you know a Din Bevados, and it's clear to you, and you just can't figure out the svara or the source, as long as you're roi l'chach, it's possible that you can intuit that it was a halacha l'moshe Sinai that we just don't have on record. So this one other example, I think is interesting. The Gemara in Pesach Mam Pei Aleph Amud Beis. So the Gemara has a din of Tumas HaTahom. I think it starts in Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. And I think that Tumas HaTahom is not going to present an issue in two cases, Karban Pesach and... I forgot the other case. By Nazir, it's not Matami or something? I forgot. Whatever. Two dinim in the Gemara Pesachim there. You can look. So, the Gemara wants to know a source for Tumas HaTahom. Tumas HaTahom is like, very loosely speaking, Tuma that was unbeknownst. It was so hidden. Very hidden Tuma. So, V'Tumas HaTahom Gufa Hecha Ksiva. Hecha Ksiva means, where is it written? Meaning, where in the Torah do you find the concept of Tumas HaTahom? We know of Tuma, but where do you see Tumas HaTahom anywhere? Amr Reb Lezer, Amr Krav, V'chiyamas Meis Alav, B'mechuveres Alav. So Reb Lezer says, oh, because the Pasuk says, V'chiyamas Meis Alav. Alav, meaning he knows it's there. If it's not there, we don't know. Ashkan B'nazir, what about Pesach? Fine. Amr Reb Yochanan, Amr Krav, V'derech R'choka Lachem, B'mechuveres Lachem. They all sound like Asmachtas already, right? When you know that there's Tumah there. Okay, if you don't know it's there, it's Tumas HaTahom, and it's not Tumah. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Amr, K'derech, Ma Derech B'gali, Av Tumah Nami B'gali. It says Derech, derech rechoka. It says derech. Derech is something that you see in front of you when you're walking. You're on the derech. So if you don't see it, it must not be tumah, etc. Like this, three or four drashas like this. The Gemara says each one is problematic. The Gemara says each one has a flaw. Each one doesn't give you the full din. Elamai. The Gemara says like this. Ela. End of the sugya. Tumas hatahom hilch zagmirila ukra esmachta ba'alma. Ignore the part that you have in the smachta ba'alma mishmin Sinai. What the Gemara seems to say is that we have a din of tumas tahom. Everyone knows there's a din. Everyone knows there's a din. Each of the Tanayim was trying to offer, Amarayim was trying to offer a different possible drasha that backs it up. Each one was rejected. They're all like somewhat good clues, but they're not really drushas. So the Gemara says, I don't know, it's a din, but we can't find the source. What must be the case? It must be Allah Lama Shmi Sinai. So you could have such a concept where Chazal, Chachmei HaMasorah, knew that the din was such. They didn't have an exact source to pinpoint it on. So it's intuitive. That is Allah Lama Shmi Sinai. So maybe the Rambam here too, that's his quote-unquote pushback to the Ramban. The Ramban says, where's your Gemara that is Allah Lama Shmi Sinai? The answer is, I don't have a Gemara. But I know this Bivadas. I know Bivadas, and I can't find the source, but Leis Brera, it must be that it's a Masora. Yeah, and lastly, I don't know if you call it more fundamentally, or this is the same question repeated again, I don't know, but the Ramban's last Hasaga is that in Kiddush HaChodesh, Hayyad Gimel, the Rambam writes that we're not Somech anymore on our Cheshbon. We're just, it's the cheshbon of Bnei Eretz Yisrael that we're being Megala through our cheshbon. But we're really still being Somech on Eretz Yisrael, being Mekadesh Chodesh, being Kobeh the Mo'adim. So Ramban says, what are you talking about? There is no base in Mayuchas and Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't matter how you slice it. There's no, the Ramban's not talking about the Metzias, like it doesn't exist. So how could you say that our whole cheshbon, our whole Kiddush Chodesh, everything's totally in what's going on in Eretz Yisrael and the base, and there is no base in Eretz Yisrael? What does that mean? So the Ramban has his own Mahalach. You don't need a based in Shalayin Aleph. You don't need a Sanhedrin or Gadol. You need three smuchim. Three smuchim are Makadesh, the Chodesh, Ma'abed, the Shanim, etc. And he says, a Raya L'chach from the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta, which says, Yibra Chodesh, Yibra Shanim, Begimel. The Ramban has a Mechilta, which says clearly that you need the based in Gadol to do Kiddush Chodesh. The Ramban says, not a problem. The Mechilta is telling us that really, really, Be'etzem, every based in Shal Smuchim is kosher to do Yibra Chodesh, Yibra Shanim, etc. Elamai, it's as if, you know, you go to yeshiva and they give you smicha, and at the Chag HaSmicha they say, here, stand up, Rav Shechter is standing behind you, stand up and say some Piskei Halacha. Why? Rav Shechter's here. No point in saying Piskei Halacha. You may very well be qualified. You may very well be qualified. Why are you smicha? You may very well be qualified, but in front of Rav Shechter, what does that mean? You're not going to ask the new musmach to say Piskei Halacha. So the Ramban says, that's what's going on over here. You may even be Higir Lara. You may be a Talmud Higir Lara, but a Talmud Higir Lara is not going to paskin in front of his Rebbe, or in a case where his Rebbe is able to take care of it. So, of course, we default to the Beis Din HaGadol. Or people who are given Rishus from the Beis Din HaGadol do so. That's also adequate. Yeah, so the whole reason we got here was because Dani asked an interesting question. What about the Rav? So the Rav has an arichas about this. It was originally published in Apardes, and then it was republished with mostly a carbon copy, except for certain key or not so keywords. We could have another shiur on that, perhaps, on the differences between in Kovetz Chiddush Torah and Igros HaGrid. There are linguistic, stylistic differences between the two, the way the two shtickles are printed, but the tochen is the same. So you have it in Kovetz Chiddush Torah, and you have it in Igros HaGrid in Kiddush Chodesh. You have not it, but you have a summary of the shiur in Jake's what's it called, the book? Shiur Rav in Sanhedrin. So the Rav says like this. I don't know if anyone's following along. If you are, I can tell you the page numbers, but only in the Kovetz Chiddush Torah. That's the way I wrote it down. So the Rav presents a mahalach where he says as follows. The Ramban's kashas are very strong. You see clearly that it can't be Tali and Basin, because we didn't have a Basin for a long time. We certainly don't have a Basin Musmach and Eretz Yisrael now. So how is it? What does it mean? It's Tali and Eretz Yisrael. It's Tali and the Basin. We don't have Eretz Yisrael. We don't have a Basin. We don't have what the Rambam's talking about. So the Rav says that there's really two dinim in Basin. There's two different chaluyos that exist when it comes to Basin. Two different roles that Basin plays. First of all, is one we're familiar with, and the one we're stuck on right now is that Basin are the source of halacha b'dinei Torah. They're the machriyei halacha. And that goes along with what the Rambam says, that they're Iker Torah Shebaal Peh, they're the Amud of Torah Shebaal Peh, they're the Iker learners and also teachers of Torah Shebaal Peh, and they're also the Iker, the Sicers of Torah Law. those go hand in hand. Someone who's more learned is going to be a bigger posek. Someone who's always in learning is always going to be a bigger posek. That's obviously hand in hand. If a person is the amar ha-tor shel ha-peh, it makes sense that he's also the one who's mamid tor shel ha-peh and more halacha. So that's one din that a basin has. The other din a basin has, the Rav says, is that any time that you need das kol Yisrael, or you need haskamas kol Yisrael, or you need a chalos maisa al yedei klal Yisrael, the basin agadol can do that on our behalf. Now, the Rav does note, and this becomes important later, that the source for that power, that second track of power that basin has, is from the first idea. The fact that basin are the amar hara, the amar ha-torah shel ha-peh, the fact that they're the machri halacha, means that we're all kafas to them. It means they, you know, they're bailim over us in a way. We report to them, they are the bailim on the Masorah, and therefore they're bailim on Klal Yisrael. So when they say something, we all have to listen. So it follows that when they say something, it represents what we're going to do or what we're thinking or what we're going to follow. So Beis Din is representative of Klal Yisrael really through the fact that they are the Ikar Hora, that they're the Machriya Halacha. They represent Das Klal Yisrael because they represent Das Torah. They represent the whole Torah and the whole Masorah. But that's a second track that Beis Din has. And the Rav proves this from the discrepancy in the way the Rambam talks about Kibush Rabim, right? In Rambam, in Perak Aleph of Shumas Lacha Beis, the Rambam writes, Eretz Yisrael Amur B'chol Makom, Hiya Ba'aratz Shekibshon Melech Yisrael, O Navi, Midas Rov Yisrael, you have to have the Haskam of Rov Yisrael in order to have a Kibush Rabim, V'zeho Nikra Kibush Rabim, that's what Kibush Rabim is. The Rambam says the same similar halacha, the same halacha, in Hilchos Malachim, Perak Hey, the Rambam writes like this, Kol ha'aratz Shekovshin Yisrael B'melech. He doesn't say Alpinavi here, but you know that he's in Hilchos Malachim. He's talking about the Melech. So the Rambam says Kol ha'aratz Shekovshin Yisrael B'melech Alpi Beis Din Harizai Kibush Rabim. So in Trumas the Rambam says it has to be Alidei Melech Midas Rov Yisrael. In Malachim the Rambam says it has to be Alidei Melech Alpi Beis Din. So what do you mean? Which one's Kibush Rabim? Alidei Beis Din or Midas Rov Yisrael? Answer: Beis Din is the Das Rov Yisrael. Beis Din represents Das Yisrael. If you have all of Yisrael and you want to poll them and they're able to come to a decision, you know, a certain amount, I don't know what the rove would have to be, but whichever type of rove it is, a 90%, 99% vote that we should go to war and have a kibush rabim, that'll be a kibush rabim. If you want to bypass that and not deal with that, you can go in front of the 71 Gidole Torah, in front of the 71 Sanhedrin, and they'll represent Klal Yisrael on our behalf. That's a din, the Beis Din. Yeah, but Emes, the rove here is mechavin to what his uncle Revelvel wrote also in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Parakeh. It's not only amazing to see it happen this time, it's incredible to see how impeccable it is that so often the Rav and Revel will say the exact same thing in so many sugyas. And it really is worth like paying attention to and noticing, because what that tells you is that they were both makabel. How often do you see a lot of people who are big Talmid Chachamim and equally big Talmid Chachamim or bigger Talmid Chachamim, and they have such different Mahalchim, and that makes sense. There's a Shivim Panim Torah. But to have these two incredible minds and almost always be on exactly the same page, like what does that say about the Be'er from which they drew? He didn't just give over Shtikl Torahs. The pshat here is not that they both heard this from Rav Chaim. I think neither of them heard this from Rav Chaim. The pshat is that they both were makabel the exact same Derech HaLimud from Reb Chaim. They were makabel the same Masorah and how to learn. The same thing is true about Reb Moshe. They were makabel the exact same Mahalach. So Memela, they're makabel to the same Inyanim so many times, but it's such an incredible thing because one thinks that it displays such a level of Amita Satora and such a level of Yashrus in terms of being committed to a Derech HaLimud. They didn't stray. Like, they were on the same wavelength. And, you know, there were definitely other ways in which the Rav and the Rav were on different wavelengths. And yet in Torah, the Amitas HaTorah and the Derech HaLimud, it's impeccable how lined up they were. Anyway, this is just one instance of so many. So Rebel has this Yisod already in Hilchos Sanhedrin. So he says that there are these two dinim. He gives it to answer a different question. He wonders, because we know that a Kohen Gadol is Nizmane, Ha'amadas Kohen Gadol and Ha'amadas Melech are both Ayideya Sanhedrin Shal Ayin Aleph, the Beis Nagadol. So the Rambam doesn't bring this din that the Kohen Gadol is, where Mamed the Kohen Gadol Bifnei Beis Din Shel Ayin Aleph, he doesn't bring that in Hilchos Sanhedrin, where he lists all the dinim of Sanhedrin. It's not in our Mishnah, in the beginning of the Masechta either. So it is quoted in the Halachas in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Klei Mekdesh. So the Brisker Rav explains that the din of being Mamed the Kohen Gadol through the Beis Din Hagadol is not a din in a Psak Halacha, Hora, Ahachra of Beis Din. That those are the roles that the Mishnah and Sanhedrin is talking about. Those are the roles that the Rambam is talking about in Hilchos Sanhedrin. This is a different din. This is that Klal Yisrael, Gantz Klal Yisrael, has to be Mimaneh, this Kohen Gadol. We're not going to get everyone together to vote on it to appoint him. So the Beis Nagadol represents Klal Yisrael. But that's a different strain. That's a different track of Beis Din. So it doesn't belong in Hilchos Sanhedrin. It doesn't belong in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin. It belongs in Zinor Lach. It's a Halach and Kohen Gadol. That the Kohen Gadol has to be in his mana, like they call Klal Yisrael. And we could do that through a Beis Din. But it's not a Din and Beis Din in the terms of their Hora and their Hachra. That's what we're listing in the beginning of Sanhedrin and in Hilchos Sanhedrin and the Rambam. This I don't have a Davar Shalem on, but just can't pass up at least mentioning it. And we have to find the source for it also. But I've seen the following name, Reb Chaim, but we have to see if we find it in more. We have to see if we can get a hold of where it's from. Rashi in Maseches Tainis on Tez Zainam and Aleph comments, just like a throwaway comment, that the Lishkas Hagazis was the area in which the Nevi'im stood when they were Misnabe to Yisrael. They stood by the Lishkas Hagazis and they were Misnabe to Yisrael. Say it better. They stood in the Lishkas Hagazis when they gave over their Nevuas. What's in the Lishkas Hagazis? That's where the Sanhedrin sat. So apparently Reb Chaim said, this is maybe what I said before isn't true, if this is true. Apparently Reb Chaim said that same question, why that's a Din in Sanhedrin. They're standing in front of Sanhedrin giving their Nevuah. So why doesn't that appear in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin? Why doesn't that appear in Hilchos Sanhedrin of the Rambam? So apparently Reb Chaim said that, he goes, no, the pshat in why they stood in front of the Sanhedrin to give their Nevuahs is because Nevuahs have to be revealed to Klal Yisrael. They didn't have from Twitter. So they couldn't just post their Nevuah online and know that everyone who has Twitter is going to see it. They couldn't get it to go whole class. So how do you get a Nevuah to all of Klal Yisrael? So apparently Reb Chaim said you stand in front of the Beis Din HaGadol and your Miznabe there, and they represent Gans Klal Yisrael. It's a little different, right? It's not that they're representing, it's that it's like a chalos of Klal Yisrael. It's a little bit different, but I don't know. It's like a kernel of this Yisod apparently had from Reb Chaim, if that's true. This I can't fully explain either because I don't understand it, but there's a piece in Amik Bracha where he has, what's Agadah Spiracious? Anyone know? Some Chazal. I don't know what it is. It's Medrash Rabbah? Maybe it's Medrash Rabbah? I don't know. Okay, but we can find out easily if it is because I have the words to it. So he quotes from some Agadah that you need to have Nevuah Bifnei Beis Din. That's what he says. He quotes Chazon Ovadia and Chazon Yeshaya. Chazon is Gematria of... Where's Michael Novak when we need him? Is it Gematria of 71? Someone check me on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, 71? I can't do it. So, right, so it's a Gematria of 71, and that's the Remez at the end. But you have a Chazal that you need Nevuah in front of Beis Nagal. Why? So here, that's where the Emek Bracha has a shtickle where he explains, in order to prove someone's a Navi, we spoke about this Thursday a few weeks ago, you have a bechina, you have a test, a litmus test, to make sure he's telling the truth. So one of the prerequisites is not only that he says a truth and that he tells you what's going to happen in the future and presents some oaths, but also that he has all of the qualifications to be an Avi in advance. He's smart, he's rich, he's a tzaddik, he's ragil b'darche hanevua. So who determines that? Who decides, like, this guy is roi lekach or not roi lekach? They just bring him before every Jew in shul and let them decide if they think he's roi lekach? No, Mustama, they bring him to the Sanhedrin. Mustama, they bring him to the Sanhedrin. The thing I don't understand is that the Imam Bracha just says Mustama, but the Rambam doesn't write that. The Rambam just writes that you have to decide. And he assumes that it's the Sanhedrin who decides that. Anyways, but he says that's a din, that Sanhedrin is the ones that have to see, they have to meet the Navi, they have to fahir him, interview him, and they can decide if he's going to be a really Navi and if his oath is going to mean anything anyways in the future. So here too, what's the pshat? That's a din in Sanhedrin, no? Elamai, the pshat is that Klal Yisrael has to accept him as a Navi. That's what the psukim say, that he's misnabe to Klal Yisrael. So the Beis Nagadol can represent us. We're not going to bring him in front of every single Jew in every single pew across the world and ask him to judge this Navi. Is he really roi lekach? So what do? So we have the Sanhedrin. Figure it out. So again, but all these dinim, they don't appear in the Mishnah. They don't appear in Hilchos Sanhedrin of the Rambam because they're not dinim in Hora and Hachra or Psak Din of the Beis Din. They're dinim in Beis Din being representative of Gantz Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Rav says. That's the pshat in the Rambam here. The Rambam is saying Kiddush HaChodesh Ibra Hashanim. It's not that it's a din in Beis Nagadol. This is their Hachra. This is their Hora that falls uniquely into their domain, into their jurisdiction. No, the pshat is that they are representative of Klal Yisrael. It's really a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael. Elamai, you could fill in the blanks here on your own. Either LMI, the Rav does say this. LMI, it wouldn't work. Everyone would be Kobeach, Chadashim, and Moadim at different times, and the whole thing would be a bilbo. It doesn't work. Or Kach Gazer Chachmasa, that even though maybe it could have worked, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have provided the means for it to work, it's not going to work that way. Instead, we're going to use the Lichat Chila method of going through Basin. But the point is that it's not Basin's mitzvah as Machriim, as Poskim. It's their mitzvah in the sense that they represent Klal Yisrael, and it's Klal Yisrael's mitzvah. That's the pshat we asked in the very beginning. What's this Havmi the Rambam has? If not for the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, if not for the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, it would have been like either Willie's Shabbos in the Midbar, or would have been like regular, you know, Lav Dafka Mashal to Shabbos. Everyone would have counted on their own and ended up with Rosh Chodesh, ended up with Yom Tov. Are you talking such a Havmina? The answer is, not only is that a possible Havmina, that is the Maskana. It's everybody's mitzvah. It's Klal Yisrael's mitzvah. Elamai, the only way to either, because effectively you can't organize it otherwise, or because Kach Gazer Chach Maso, the only way to arrange it was that Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and Chazal interpreted that it's a mitzvah on the Beis Din. But it's not a mitzvah on Beis Din, B'Torah's Beis Din. It's a mitzvah on Beis Din, B'Torah's Klal Yisrael. So the Havmin is even true Maskana. It's everyone's being mona for themselves. Everyone's keeping the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKadosh on their own through the Beis Din representing them. That's what the Rav says. That's the Pshat in Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. What the Gemara in Brachos Mem Tes says, Kachinu Yisrael Kachinu L'Moadim. It really is Klal Yisrael being Mekadesh, the Chodesh. Okay, the Beis Din is representing us, but it's us doing the Kiddush. So the following, I think, is very gishmak. Once you have this Mahalach, So Rav Twersky noted that you look in the Sefer Mitzvos, and you look in the Yad, in the Halachos, and you look in the Minyan HaKatzar, and each of those cases, the Rambam stresses this idea of it being on Beis Din. That's Beis Din's mitzvah, Beis Din, Beis Din, Beis Din, Eretz Yisrael, Beis Din. That's great, that works fine. Then you look at the Koteres. So the Koteres to Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh makes no mention of Beis Din at all. Again, I could see a world in which this doesn't bother you, but it should. You're living in the wrong world. Mitzvah's essay achas v'hilachashi v'leidel v'lekvo be'ez yom hutchilas kol chodesh v'chodesh mechadshei hashana. So I'll pee everything the Rambam told us. I'll pee everything the Rav explained to us. So that's not the mitzvah's essay. The mitzvah's essay achas is he shebeis niyachashi v'yeda v'yikba be'ez yom tchilas kol chodesh v'chodesh mechadshei hashana. So why you leave out beis din from the koteres? He has it everywhere else. So if you look in the tshuva drashas, so the Rav has the yesod that sometimes you do have other times discrepancy between the Koteres, the title part of the Halachos, and the Halachos themselves. Famously, what the Rav talks about there is in Hilchos Tefillah. In the Koteres, he describes the Hilchos Tefillah as Avodah Shebelev, but then when you look in the Yad, he's not really talking about that. He's talking about practical Maisim of how to be Mekayim in the midst of Tefillah. Tshuva, Shiasha Mecheto, verse, different places where you have a difference between the Koteres and the Halachos in the Yad. So what the Rav had a yesod is that what the Rambam always did is as follows. In the halachos, in the Yad HaChazakah, he's trying to tell you how to keep mitzvos, how to keep halacha. So he tells you the practicalities, he tells you the details, he tells you the maisa mitzvah. But there are mitzvos in which there's a maisa mitzvah and then there's a kiyim ha-mitzvah. There's a maisa mitzvah of davening, but there's a kiyim ha-mitzvah that when you're davening, it's supposed to be representative of what's going on inside, a kiyim of avodah shebelev, something that's going on inside. The Rambam talks about the maisa mitzvah in the halachos, but he reserves the koteres always for the kiyam ha-mitzvah, for where he's telling you the conceptual underpinnings or the hagdara of the fundamental hagdara of the mitzvah that's at hand. So he said, maybe that's the pshat here too, is that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam in the Yad, the Rambam in the Minyan HaKatzar, he's telling you what's the details of the mitzvah. What are you supposed to do? So Beis Din has to get together, Mekadesh L'Chodesh, Beis Din has to be Ma'aber L'Shana, we need a Beis Din. But what's the mitzvah? Rambam, tell me, what's the actual... Oh, the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that you guys have to be Mekadesh, you guys have to be Ma'aber, you guys have to be Mechashe. What do you mean, you guys? It's on the Beis Din. No. Beis Din's not mitzvah in Kiddush HaChodesh. Klal Yisrael is mitzvah in Kiddush HaChodesh. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Yisrael is mitzvah in Kiddush HaChodesh. You want to know how we accomplish that? You want to know how we reach a goal of being Mekadesh HaChodesh as Gans Klal Yisrael? Through a Beis Din. I'll tell you that in the Yad. I'll tell you that in Sefer Mitzvos. But the Koteres, which is reserved for telling us about the inyan of the mitzvah, the kiyum of the mitzvah, what the mitzvah really represents, the underpinnings of the mitzvah, that's a mitzvah on Gans Klal Yisrael like any other. So you'll do it practically through a Beis Din, but that's not going to be represented in the Koteres. With all this, the Rav, it's on page 58 and 59, if you're going in the Kovetz Chidush Torah, the Rav answers the Ramban's question, how are we Mekadesh the Chodesh for so many years after the Sanhedrin was gone? The answer is that this was never really a mitzvah on Sanhedrin. It was a mitzvah on Gans Klal Yisrael. Sanhedrin represents Klal Yisrael. So when we don't have a Sanhedrin, how do we have a representative of Klal Yisrael? Answer is that if you look in the Rambam, in the Hakdama to the Arach HaZaka, so you'll see that the Rambam clearly thinks that this is not a din that's limited to a Beis Din of Ayin Aleph. It's a din that's reserved for all Chachmei HaMasora throughout the generations. As long as someone's in that chain of transmission of the Chachmei HaSora, the Shalshalas HaKabbalah, so they become a Bailam on the Masora, and they're someone we are totally kafif to, and therefore, like we said before, if you're kafif to them, if you have to listen to them, if there's an isser, which he says there's a lav of lo sasser, to not listen to the Chachmei HaMasora in every generation, so then it comes out that they represent Klal Yisrael. They also have that bailus, and therefore we could have kept being Mekadesh, the Chodesh, Al-Pi'a Re'iyah even, through the Chachmei HaMasora, even if they weren't technically a Beis Din, because you never really technically needed a Beis Din, we just needed a representative of Klal Yisrael, they can fill that role as well. What the Rav does, when he sums it up on page Nvav, Nezayin, and Ches, what the Rav does is he sums it up, he says there's really two tracks to how Kiddush HaChodesh can happen. At most, at the earlier points in history, so it was Al-Pi Re'iyah, through Klal Yisrael being represented by a Beis Din HaGadol, or being represented by Chachmei HaMasora. Once we lost the ability to tap into that, we had this cheshbon, the Halacha Moshe Misinai told us that we have a cheshbon that we're able to go by. What do you mean a cheshbon able to go by? Why? If you want to ask in a very dramatic form, so like, you know, Zos HaTorah Lo Tehei Mechlefes. What do you mean? A different mitzvah? It used to be the mitzvah was Kiddush Al-Pi Re'iyah. Now it's a mitzvah of Kiddush Al-Pi Cheshbon. How do you switch like that? So the Ramban tells us that basically Hillel was Mesakin. He was Mekadesh Al-Pi Re'iyah many years in advance. That has its own kashas they have to deal with, but it's not a problem of changing the Torah, at least. The Rambam is changing the halacha, changing the mitzvah. It used to be Kiddush Al-Pi Re'iyah, now it's Kiddush Al-Pi Cheshbon. So the Rav answers very, very beautifully. This, you know, you have to read inside. We don't have time to get through all of it inside, but you have to read inside to appreciate it. What the Rav explains is that, no, the whole mitzvah was never a mitzvah on Beis Din. The whole mitzvah was a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. When we had a Beis Din, that was one way to get all of Klal Yisrael. But there's another way to get all of Klal Yisrael now. If we follow the cheshbon of the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. If the B'nai Eretz Yisrael have a cheshbon of when Rosh Chodesh should come out, and we're Nohig and Shomer, the halachos of Rosh Chodesh and of Yom Tovim based on that cheshbon, then we're being Mekadesh and we're being Koveya, the Yom Tovim and the Rosh Chodashim, Al Pi, that cheshbon, just by acting it out, just by living it out, just by keeping those halachos. What comes out, the Rav says, is that you see, I'll read, the Gam Binogeya L'Kviyas Memela, even the second track of Kviyas HaChodesh Al Yedei Hanhaga, Shmiras HaChadashim, Shmiras HaMoadim, even that second track of Kviyas HaChodesh Memela, even that, Al Yedei Nihugam V'Kiyubam, Din Shel Eretz Yisrael Nemar. Even that, you do have a Din of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, the Rambam still says, you need to follow the Cheshbon of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So where does that come from? Why is it that, what do you mean? We could have Gans Klal Yisrael and we could decide based on the cheshbon in Bavel, in America, wherever we are, and everyone else in Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael and all over the world in diaspora will keep Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim based on us. So why do you have to follow Dafka, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rav doesn't say this here, but L'chor, the Pashup Shat, is what the Rambam has in Perish Mishnayis in Bechoros and Horios.
Right.
Yeah. So in Bechoros Dalet Gimel, the Rambam writes, "Ukvar biyarnu b'haschalas Sanhedrin, b'tchilas Sanhedrin, she'ein nekra based in b'stam ela samach b'Eretz Yisrael v'chule. L'fi she'bnei Eretz Yisrael heim asher nekra'in kahal, v'Hashem kram alakal, v'afilu hayu asar achadim. If they were separate groups, if they're in Eretz Yisrael is me'ached. It brings us together. It's me'aged us into one klal. V'ein choshin l'misha zulasam b'chutz la'aretz. We don't count people in chutz la'aretz as part of klal Yisrael for certain cheshbonos." Rav Shechter uses this when he talks about going to war in a modern state of Israel and then other times in history. But we're not mischashe with Jews in Chutz La'aretz when we're counting the klal. Kemosha biyarnu b'horios, as I explained in Horios, that's an aleph hey in Horios. Ela tzrichim mekach reshus yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, kemosha nizbar b'talmud. The Rambam says here that klal Yisrael is only defined as a united one nation of Gans Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone else is external. Everyone else is separate from that minyan. So, l'chor, you see here, the Rambam is telling us himself that what's me'achid us into a klal is Eretz Yisrael. So, obviously, if you have a mitzvah on Gans Klal Yisrael and you don't have a Sanhedrin to represent us, the only people we can turn to represent Klal Yisrael and make a Klal Yisrael, make a nation, make a unit, is the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So, even, it's not that there's a separate din that you need Eretz Yisrael, it's the same din. The same way that you need a basin to represent Klal Yisrael, if you want to have a shame Klal Yisrael, you need Jews in Eretz Yisrael. If you have Jews in Israel, you'll follow their cheshbon, and you're still being Mekadesh L'Chodesh Al-Pi Klal Yisrael without a Beis Din. So that's what I thought was the Pashup Shat in the what the Rav said here. You know, Ra Maisim and Izgar Halacha. So the Rav did say this himself. The Rav Shechter quotes the Nefesh HaRav, page 80. He says there's two dinim, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Shem Eretz Yisrael, Gemara's in Gittin, Sugis in Shvius, elsewhere. So there's Shem Eretz Yisrael and there's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Rav explained, the Rav Shechter quotes, the Gimel Makomos Matzinu Kaza, we find this concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael in three places. Shebevada Yeshar Lomar Alehen, Shehin Chovos HaKarka. They're not mitzvah Tliyas Ba'aretz. Shehin Egla Rufa. It's not a mitzvah Tliyas Ba'aretz. The nafkamina is where the borders are, whether it's only Eretz Yisrael proper or could it also be Aver Yarden and other places that have this Shem Eretz Yisrael, even if they don't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Egla Rufa is one. Smicha is another. Smicha is an Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't mean Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It means Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kiddush HaChodesh. Shekulan Tulian B'Shem Eretz Yisrael V'lo B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Uvid Drashaso, I think in Fear Drashos, I think he said in the footnotes, but I didn't write the footnote down. Uvid Drashaso, Hezbir Rabbeinu Gether Inin Zeh, the Shame Eretz Yisrael, the Amar, the Elu HaMitzvos She'en Anogos Ela Ba'aretz, Lamros She'en Gidron Kechovas HaKarka, these are not mitzvos that Tulis Ba'aretz, Kiddush HaChodesh Beinehem, Mina Hechrich Tzarech Lomar She Gether HaInin Kachu, this is the Pshat, the Elu Hein Chovos HaTzibor, it must be that they're all Chovos HaTzibor, Kiddush HaChodesh is a Chovos HaTzibor, the Klal Yisrael has to be Mekadesh, the Chodesh. The Iker Tziruf HaTzibor Hu Dafka Be'aretz Yisrael. And that's what the Rav said himself, that the Iker Tziruf, the Iker way to combine into a Klal Yisrael, is only found in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Rambam thinks that detail of Eretz Yisrael is critical not only to the Kiddush HaKodesh of a Beis Din Hagadol, but it's critical even when we shift to that second track of Kiddush Al Pi Anhaga Al Pi Shmir Samal Adim, because there too we're using the path of Klal Yisrael, and we only have that when we're looking at Eretz Yisrael. So in the Ha'aros there, Rav Shechter points to a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer, in our Chaim Simen Shin Yudalad. So the Avnei Nezer says very similarly, very, very similarly, which is why Rav Shechter quoted, obviously, but just listen to, he has such a gishmaka hosafa. Ach nirli barur, brurun shal dvarim, ki malas Eretz Yisrael achutz la'aretz la'ashochnimba, the ma'il of Eretz Yisrael is kemosha kasav ma'aral, in Nesivas Olam, in Nesivat Tzedaka, binin arvus, shaya betchilas biyasam la'aretz. Same idea, Gemara in Sanhedrin, later on we're going to do, hopefully. That we only had the full din of Arvus when we got to Haneh Staras Lashem Vaniglas Lanu Vaninu Adolam. We only had when we got to Eretz Yisrael. We had Arvus, full Arvus, accountability for each other. Ki Aretz Ose LaShochne Aleh Ki Ish Echad. Because what happens is the land combines everyone into one Ish. Ata Echad Shimcha Echad Umika Amchay Yisrael Goy Echad BaAretz. We become a Goy Echad through the Aretz, through the land. May Achashim Yuchedes Li Yisrael HaAretz Mitzar Fasam Lios Echad. It joins them into one. Al kain nasu arevim zelazet. That's why we became arevim on each other. B'shasha avra yardin v'al Eretz Yisrael. I am bedvara. That's why we became. Okay, why'd it have to be not Aver yardin? You need shame Eretz Yisrael, not Kedush Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. But Eretz Yisrael combines us into a klal. V'zen nirmas gam b'shas horios. V'al kain tzarech l'kadish b'Eretz Yisrael dafka. That's why you need Kedush Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. The nechshav ki'ilu kitshu kol akal. Me'achir shekulam ki'ish echad u'mol ha'kedush l'kol Yisrael. So that's what the Avnei Nezer says. It's exactly the same Yisod, basically the same Yisod, that Eretz Yisrael is ma'achid and ma'agid, it brings us together, and that lends to have a din of Kol Klal Yisrael. So nowadays, when we don't have a base in the Gadol, we have to utilize the din of Eretz Yisrael to make sure we're being Mekadesh Alpi Kol Klal Yisrael, Al Das Rov Yisrael, through the fact that we're using the Cheshbon of B'nai Eretz Yisrael. The Avnei Nezer also has, this is really where he's coming from, he asks the question of what's the Pshat in Rabbi Akiva being Yorid Lanarda. We'll stop with this. Being Yorid Lenarda to Mekadish Ma'aber the Chodesh in Ma'aber the Shana in Chutz La'aretz, how is that possible? So he also explains it al Derech Zed, that if you don't have Chacham Gadol in Eretz Yisrael, then the Gadol Hador represents Kol Klal Yisrael. And if he represents Kol Klal Yisrael, then he also has the same status of being able to get us to Mekadish the Chodesh Ma'aber the Shanim through him, which is really what the Rav says as well. On page Nun Hey, you have it in Kovitz Chilish Torah. The Rav says the same thing, that the Gadol B'Yisrael also represents all of Klal Yisrael at once, and that's why if it was Niach Kamos of Eretz Yisrael, then he can't possibly represent everyone. But if it's Lo Niach Kamos of Eretz Yisrael, then he can be Mekadesh the Chodesh Me'aber the Shana on our behalf, even in Chutz La'aretz, because he has that din, that Eretz Yisrael de Gadin, by being the Gadol HaDor. Okay, there's more to say, but we'll stop here.